Boom.
Hi, everypony. Welcome to Macintosh and Mod, an episode-by-episode review of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, the podcast by two married adults who love this show in spite of their children.
Pony Season 1, Episode 7, Dragon Shy. Fluttershy must convince a sleeping dragon to move out of town before the plume of black smoke it's producing covers all of Equestria.
So, we start off and...
Fluttershy's feeding her animals, and Angel, is her little bunny, is being super sassy.
Yeah, he's a bratty little bunny.
She's telling him, okay, you gotta hurry up, you gotta eat, and then he throws his carrot down. And so she starts chasing after him. She's like,
This seems familiar to me.
Oh, no, we haven't experienced this at all with both of our children. she's like, one more bite. No, two more bites. One more bite. And then Angel starts coughing. And she starts, is it because you're hungry? Do you have some carrot
more
left
cough.
In you?
Cough, cough.
More cough, cough. And then it's like this huge, ridiculous...
Well, because he side-eyes her because she's still not getting it. And then he just, like, hacks as hard as he can.
Yeah. And then she goes... Is it because of that big smoke that's filling up the sky? Because some smoke has now entered into Equestria. And then he takes his carrot and he throws it at her face. And she goes, I'll take that as a yes.
Angel does not mince actions?
Angel is way too aggressive to be Fluttershy's pet. Which is what makes him perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, he's adorable.
He's full of hijinks, that one.
Okay, and then we get our theme song. And, okay, because this has been bothering me.
No, gosh.
In the opening sequence, there is a big pony pulling a cart. And is the exact same shape and style as Big Macintosh. But it's not Big Macintosh. And I know later on, in different episodes, it is. So it was bothering me. I'm like, who is this pony? And I finally figured it out. His name is Creme Brulee. Which is a really bad name for a horse. Because his cutie mark is three horseshoes. I don't understand.
Yeah, there's no tie to Creme Brulee in that other than that's his color scheme.
Yeah, it's...
And it's also weird to have Big Mac as a character involved in everything, but then having the exact same look in a completely different character.
It was the beginning of the show. It's fine.
Well, and I'm sure they animated that before they animated any of the other backstory.
And that's fine. But it was bothering me because I was like, it's not Big Mac, but I know it is later, so I have to know who it is now.
So is he our rando pony?
He might be our rando pony.
He might have to be.
He might have to be. I had another one in mind, but it could be. Or maybe I'll just do two. Who cares? I make the rules. I can do whatever I want.
Ooh, well, regardless, there's a bunch of rando ponies because in town, everybody's playing and happy.
Everybody's hanging out, and Fluttershy is trying to warn everybody about the smoke, but she's Fluttershy, so she's really quiet.
And she can't get anybody's attention.
And people aren't really paying attention to her. And then Rainbow Dash is bouncing this ball, and she's becoming the ball bouncing record holder. And Pinkie Pie is counting, and then she decides this calls for a celebration.
Because that's it always calls for a celebration.
Everything is worth celebrating when you're Pinkie Pie.
And Fluttershy is, of course, saying, this does not call for a celebration.
But then, finally, Twilight Sparkle, she speaks up. She commands everybody, all right, we gotta take care of this. There's smoke coming from
the mountain. And maybe the funniest part of this whole scene is Fluttershy's jumping up and down. Saying, that's what I was trying to say.
I was trying to get y'all. Like, it's kind of like, no, duh, people. Twilight Sparkle tells everyone there's a dragon, and that's where the smoke's coming from, and Princess Celestia has told us we have to take care of it. And now Fluttershy is scared.
Yes.
And so we cut to the library, and we hear Applejack say, what in the name of all things Cinnamon Swirl is a full-grown dragon doing here in Equestria? Love it. Love it. Perfect. Great.
It's got lots of folksisms.
That sounds exactly like something that would have come out of your grandma's mouth.
Yep.
That is a Mimo saying if ever I heard one. Macintosh's grandmother, our children call her Mimo. They couldn't say Meemaw.
So they called her Mimo.
So she's Mimo. That's just who she is.
Anyway, so they're all asking, well, what is the dragon doing? And Twilight goes, sleeping. Huh?
Well, the snoring is causing the smoke.
The dragon is, in fact, napping.
Mm-hmm.
And in other cases when this has happened, if he's if a dragon decides to nap near you, it'll cause 100 years of smoke covering everything.
Which means Equestria would die out.
Yeah.
So literally, the fate of Equestria is in their hooves. Yay, puns! And so other people's like, all right, we can do it. And everyone's like, gung-ho. And Fluttershy's like, actually, no.
No.
I can't.
But it's too late. Everybody's going A-team.
So we have our A-team action sequence. Rainbow Dash puts on war paint.
Yep.
It's rainbow war paint, just so we're clear. Applejack fills up her saddlebags with apple treats.
And Big Mac has to put the
saddlebag
on her, and it's pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Pinkie Pie has her saddlebags stuffed with balloons.
And confetti flies out, and yep. She's just like jumping up and down, and then realizes, oh, I'm supposed to do an action pose. And then she kicks.
Yes. And then Rarity is camouflaged, but then she decides that her camouflage outfit is not appropriate, so she fancifies it.
Gets a nice hat with a camouflage on it. Much better.
Much better. And Fluttershy has basically full football helmet and pads, and she goes, let's go! Let's not.
They all say, let's go, and she goes, let's not. But she has a football helmet, a bunch of random mattresses,
and then
any padding she can find.
Yeah, it's great.
So clearly, Fluttershy is not in it for this fight.
She is nervous.
Very.
And so the main six are gathered together, and Twilight's got her map out, and she's like, okay, we got to get to the cave at the top of that mountain. And Fluttershy is trying to interrupt Twilight Sparkle's focusing on her map. And she goes,
Twilight.
Maybe I should just stay here in Ponyville.
And Twilight first says,
Because
she's just been responding, the whole time. And Fluttershy gets real excited and goes, okay.
Great. And then
she walks away.
Like, oh no, your way with animals will come in handy and Spike will take care of all the animals while you're gone. And Fluttershy's like, I don't think he's up to it.
And Spike is immediately besieged by all of the animals.
And Angel, because those two do not get along.
No.
And at this
point, the first of many times we're going to see that conflict.
At this point, Rainbow Dash says, Twilight, are you sure you want Fluttershy to come? She's afraid of her own shadow. And then we get an example of Fluttershy actually being afraid of her shadow.
She's standing there, she looks down, she sees her shadow, and jumps in some bushes.
Twilight assures Rainbow Dash that she needs to come, and they're like, let's go. And basically, all of them become like a stampede cloud, and they carry Fluttershy with them.
Screaming away.
Yes. They get to the cliff, and everyone starts... Rainbow Dash wants to just fly up.
Let's hold it for a second. Is this the most cartoony episode we've watched?
It's a little cartoony, and also, this is where Rainbow Dash is mean. Dash is not being good. She's being a brat.
Rainbow has that tendency.
Oh, yes, she does. But this is where it's a good example.
It's going from...
She's not being understanding of someone else's feelings.
And it's going from confidence to arrogance.
Absolutely. That comes to bite her in the ass later.
Yep.
So they get to the cliff, and Rainbow Dash wants to fly right up, and Applejack's like, hey, we need to stay together, safety numbers. Rainbow Dash's not happy.
So they're all climbing up, and Rainbow Dash is slowly flying up the mountain.
Yeah, and Fluttershy is just, like, not coming. And she goes, it's steep, Rainbow Dash. It's a cliff. You could fly up here, because Fluttershy is a Pegasus. She does not fly very often.
But she can.
She can fly. She just doesn't.
And so she says, okay, well, I'll try.
And then she gets freaked out and she falls back down. And Applejack's like, okay, I'm going to take Fluttershy around the mountain another way.
Well, and her wings freeze.
Yeah, well,
so now she's got the yips.
Yeah. Well, and then we hear a giant snore from the top of the mountain, and Fluttershy freaks out. She bleats like a goat and is stiff on her back with her legs
straight
in the air.
So she's a fainting goat.
She is a fainting goat. I love it.
So, again, this is one where you guys might have to go watch it. Because the visual gags alone.
Well, they have to watch it all.
Of course.
But this is a particular, like you said before, this is particularly cartoony.
Yes, the gags are profuse.
Yes.
And many.
There are definitely some cartoon tropes going on here. So, Applejack is basically dragging Fluttershy behind her. The other ponies have already gotten to the top.
Pinkie Pie and...
And Rarity are playing tic-tac-toe.
Pinkie Pie's using her nose.
And Rarity keeps losing.
It played 70. Best out of 71.
So all the ponies are back together now, and so they're making their way, and they come to a gap in the cliffs, so they have to jump over.
Yep.
And, of course, Fluttershy's scared, and she's nervous, and Pinkie Pie has this little song, little jingle, and she's just...
A hop, skip, and a jump,
and move your little rump. And Fluttershy does it. And...
Well, she hops.
She hops, and she skips, and she forgets to jump. So the other ponies have to get her, and then we pan out, and we see that the gap is really, like... Let's say
her hooves are bridging the gap.
Yeah, let's say it's like less than a yard wide.
Yeah,
easily something everyone can handle.
Oh, I guess I forgot to jump.
Yeah, Rainbow Dash is annoyed.
Very,
very, very annoyed. Then they start entering the avalanche zone, so everyone needs to be super quiet because even a loud whisper could trigger an avalanche. So everyone's being careful. And then Rainbow Dash flies through a tree, and some leaves fall down, and they tickle Fluttershy, and she screams avalanche,
mm-hmm.
and then we have an avalanche.
Yep.
Every pony's okay.
Yep.
And Pinkie Pie says, let's do it again.
She's completely dirty. Rarity is also completely dirty, has to shake off all the dust.
And she says, it's a good thing I brought extra accessories. Please tell me I brought a tiara to match. And then Rainbow goes, I think we have bigger things to worry about than making sure our hair bows match our horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
And so, I mean, Fluttershy's saying she's sorry for block, because now the entire pathway is blocked by the rocks and the dirt.
So now they have to climb up it, and Rainbow Dash is just complaining about Fluttershy.
But Fluttershy's upset, and Applejack says, no big whoop, Sugar Cube.
Mm-hmm.
And Twilight looks is like, yeah, now we have to climb it.
Yeah. Well, they finally make it to the cave, and Twilight's asking, okay, what's the best way to wake up a dragon without upsetting him? And she's trying to ask Fluttershy, and Fluttershy's like, I can't go in the cave. Like, why? I'm scared of dragons. But you're not...
So, we got a few things here before we get there. We get to the dragon cave, there's lots of smoke, and Twilight lays out the plan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, Rainbow Dash is going to clear the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Applejack's, or Rarity and Pinkie Pie are going to distract. And as soon as we say that, we see Pinkie Pie with a rubber chicken that she's waving around in her mouth like a puppy. And Rarity just raises her hoof and, like, arches her eyebrows as to say... Huh? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Applejack is going to...
Throw apples,
and we see her lock and load, kick a green and a red apple at the mm-hmm. tree, like they're gunshots.
It's pretty good.
And Fluttershy has to convince the dragon to talk to them and go away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Twilight's going to go wake him up. So... Twilight heads into the cave and is going to go wake him up, and then Fluttershy's not there with her. And so she goes outside.
Oh, okay.
And Fluttershy has her head buried in the sand.
Sorry, I got my sequence out.
But literally buried in the sand.
She's buried in, and they're like, she's like, I can't go in the cave, I'm scared of dragons.
And they're all pushing.
And they're all pushing her, and they're like, but you're not scared of, you know, you're not scared of rats. Well, they're not dragons. If you're not scared of this, they're not dragons. You're not scared of Spike. Because he's not a full-grown... She has this big,
this,
long
this
thing.
Line is... Yes, because he's not a huge, gigantic, terrifying, enormous, teeth-gnashing, sharp-scale-having, horn-wearing, smoke-snoring, could-eat-a-pony in one bite, totally all-grown-up dragon. And then they say, well, if you were afraid of dragons, why didn't you say something before we left?
I was afraid to. Such a Fluttershy. So Fluttershy. So Fluttershy kind of walks away.
And they let
her go, and Twilight Sparkle goes in alone, and she starts talking to the dragon nicely.
Gently wakes him up.
He wakes up. He stretches
his belly,
and then he goes back to sleep.
Yeah, well, she talks to him for a minute and says, you know, could you maybe go somewhere else? And he looks and he's standing up and then he flops back down. And we should say, there's a pile of golden diamonds that he's laying on top of.
Because that's what dragons like.
Yep.
That they eat jewels.
That's what they eat. And so that doesn't seem
to
work.
So Twilight goes back out and now it's Rarity's turn. She says, this calls for a little pony charm. She goes in there and she tries to flatter the dragon. She says he has handsome scales. And while she's talking to him, she's putting on jewels.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a necklace on. She's got a crown.
Because as she's climbing up the mountain, she says, oh, dragons have diamonds. Maybe I can get some diamonds to take back with me.
And so the dragon is responding nicely to
his
compliment.
He's like waving his horns back and, you know.
And then Rarity says, and I'd be happy to watch over your jewels while you're gone. And this makes him mad. And he
grabs the stuff.
And throws her out. And Rarity gets very angry about this and says, I was this close to getting that diamond. To which Twilight says, you mean the dragon?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right. By the way, I have to go back to when Twilight's in there and she says, me and my pony friends, and then they flash over real quick, and all the ponies are looking pensively, except Pinkie Pie, who's just waving.
Yes.
Outside the castle. Like, hi!
Hi! Oh, she's so funny.
So, speaking of Pinkie Pie, now it's her turn.
She is party ready. She is decked out in all of her pony
wear. So, do you know what she what does she have on? She's dressed in a gift box.
She's dressed in a gift box. She's got flippers.
Flippers?
Flipper. What? Things you wear on your feet.
Does she have
scuba diving?
Does she have like the glasses with the mustache on, I think?
I think so.
I don't know.
She looks ridiculous. So
yes.
She goes in and she goes, hi. We hear a crash and then she comes out and he goes, he does not like sharing.
Apparently he doesn't like laughing
or
sharing.
So now it's Rainbow Dash's
and she's
turn.
And she's looking and she's like, it didn't work for charm. It didn't work for this or whatever it is Pinkie Pie does.
Whatever it is Pinkie Pie does.
And we flash back over to Pinkie Pie who blows a streamer.
Mm-hmm. So Rainbow Dash runs in. Does she kicks him?
She flies in and she just kind of punches him in the nose.
Okay. She hits him and she...
And then she sees that this makes him pretty angry and she just kind of is like, sorry.
And he like blows her out.
Smokes her out of the whole thing.
Yeah. So then we see lots of smoke and his smoke causes a big rock to break and Fluttershy's hiding behind that rock.
Yep. All we see is her hind sticking out and she's like, "Gah!"
And she gets up and yells, how dare you?
Well, so we have to go back for just a second because they're all sitting there. All of her friends are there on the rock and at first she's super scared, but she's looking at her friends before she says, how dare you?
Okay. So she gets all big, loud voice asking, how dare you? Then she gets right up into his eyes and because his eyes are as big as Fluttershy.
Yep.
And he goes, just because you're big doesn't mean you get to be a bully. You do not hurt my friends.
And then she gives him the eye.
The eye.
Now,
they don't talk about the eye, but it is the Fluttershy eye.
And later on in the season, they'll explain the eye. Because I think this is the first time any of them know anything about this.
This is the first time they've seen this behavior from her.
But Fluttershy does not want to be mean. She wants to be a loving, kind person to all animals and creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you gotta get serious and real with mm-hmm. these animals.
So this causes the dragon to whimper.
And he says,
but the rainbow one kicked me.
In his deep, deep dragon voice.
Which Rainbow's just kind of like, yeah, I did that.
She's like,
and Fluttershy says, well, you're bigger, you should know better. And he goes, but, don't you butt me, mister.
Don't you butt I, Aiden.
And he starts crying.
Yeah.
And so Fluttershy does start to comfort him. She says, you're not a bad dragon, you just made a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, word for word, something I have said to our daughter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Twilight Sparkle congratulates Fluttershy. He's like, I knew you could do it. And the dragon flies away. And so then we cut down to Ponyville. And the Pegasus ponies are help clearing away the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cute. And we get back to the library, and Angel is annoying Spike. Spike is chasing after Angel,
yes,
trying to get him to clean up. He is frustrated and not happy that this is what he's doing.
And Twilight says, Spike, take a letter. And he's like, gladly.
And she reports that Fluttershy has convinced Dragon to go and taught her the never lose faith in your friends. They can help you overcome your fears.
Yep.
And then we go outside, and Rainbow Dash is trying to beat her bow bouncing record. And somebody makes a dragon growl.
We hear a dragon roar.
And Rainbow Dash is freaked out.
Yes.
And she gets scared, and she's like, dragon,
and everybody's laughing.
And it's Pinkie Pie making this noise.
Mm-hmm. Which she did before.
Yes. And Fluttershy goes to Rainbow Dash. It's okay, not everybody can be as... Not every pony can be as brave as me. And then a leaf falls on Fluttershy.
And
she goat bleats and falls over. Again. Stiff as a board.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. So cute. Okay, anytime it's an episode about Fluttershy, it's cute.
It always is.
It's sweet.
And funny.
Applejack, it seems to be... It's always about family.
Yep.
And Rainbow Dash, it's usually... It's kind of being, it's like being brave, but it's also like
Fluttershy is about learning
to have confidence. It's about confidence.
Well, but it's also about learning humility.
Well, no,
she gets humbled a lot. She does.
That's not what this one was about.
Not this one, but Rainbow Dash centric episodes.
Oh, Rainbow Dash, you said Fluttershy.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Rainbow Dash centric episodes are about her getting humbled and having to learn that she doesn't know everything.
Yeah.
Twilight episodes are epic.
They're usually pretty good. Like the Trixie one we had last week was really good.
And I mean, a lot of Twilight episodes are, you know, the big epic.
They're, yeah.
Multi-parters, because she's that central character.
The Fluttershy's is just fun. Mm-hmm. And sweet.
I also, one other fun thing I put was like, Pinkie Pie is a prop for every occasion. When the dragon's crying, it's like everything's raining because he's such a giant dragon. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's standing around and they're like, oh, we're getting rained on. And Pinkie Pie has an umbrella hat. Just grinning. full Looney Tunes cartoon-ness.
That's what we love about this show.
Yeah.
So great.
And it moved fast.
This one moved really fast. This one felt like...
They packed
the other show
so
that
much,
we're doing.
They packed so much stuff in.
So many bits.
So many jokes. We probably missed half of the stuff going on.
Maybe not.
But I laughed out loud.
Yes.
Several times.
I haven't
times.
Seen this one in forever, and it still makes me laugh.
So, just the A-Team sequence alone.
A-Team sequence is great. It's
even the rarity part, which you could eye roll at. But even that joke is funny.
I would never eye roll at Rarity.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was my sarcasm voice.
I think we actually get a full-on Rarity episode next time, so we're going to have to...
Oh,
get into
boy.
It. We're going to get into it, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was episode 7.
Episode 7, guys.
Thank y'all. That's it for this episode. Please take a moment to review and rate us on iTunes, and for questions and comments, drop us an email at macintoshandmod@gmail.com.